Mendel said that when a tzaddik emes is nostalgic, that it is fitting that every person, even if he's not a wise person, not very learned, it is fit that every single person should feel it. Without even learning the Torah of Avinu, he is supposed to feel himself the fact there was a passing of a tzaddik. How? He's supposed to feel it within his bones. There should be a tiredness. There should be a sadness about his actions, some inexplicable type of effect, physical effect upon himself or mentally, a depressed feeling that should portend some type of tragedy that occurred. This, even the simplest person should feel when there is a loss of a tzaddik. This, Amenel said, is something that pertains to every person. Those, of course, who are more advanced could see much more clearly and much more than the ordinary. Till we find that there are certain signs that are obvious. We don't see them today, but relatively there are in a smaller sense. The Gemara says when the rabbis of the Gemara were nostalgic, certain miracles occurred. The waters, for example, the streams, the rivers turned to blood. Or the walls shed tears. Or other things happened where the crops stopped growing. There was a plague that broke out because of the fact that there was this great loss, this place. So even the inanimate objects, the world itself, feels the loss of its tzaddik. And surely those who are alive should have a deep innate feeling to detect the fact there is this great loss. In fact, there are things that if, let us say, the walls do not shed tears, if water does not turn to blood, certainly there are signs in heaven. Those who could see or read the stars will find a complete change in the galaxies because of the fact that a great leader has died. Even if Lahavdil, a goy, a king, dies, there is a whole change in heaven. The HaKadosh says that when a person, when a leader is gone, there is a new leader that rises up. It has effect on a lot of items. You find many times that there is an earthquake, a mountain is divided, or two mountains are merged together through this earthquake. This refers to the heavenly leaders too, the angels. One is deposed, he's dethroned, and he's given a different, a smaller position. Or we find that he is elevated to a higher position. And this manifests itself in natural phenomena on earth. Of course, this takes a lot of wisdom for one to detect. At least, let us say at least, as far as we are concerned, let us respect the depth, deep wisdom, the kedusha, the holy powers of these great tzaddikim, who knew about such things, could recognize them so simply. Ashrei to the person who is that close to these tzaddikim. And it all said in the words of Taita 2, there is Musa. You have a statement in these words about a chiddush, an interpretation of a phrase in the Torah. It's an interesting phrase. But is it something that affects us? Is it something that teaches us, that guides us? And it all said, every word is actually Musa, a lesson guiding us how to conduct ourselves spiritually, religiously. How can we recognize these guiding words? They seem to be just plain dry statements. We can recognize them by performing the greatest act possible. The Minhag once said, the greatest nachas, kaviyachol in heaven, Hashem is, the person learns words of Torah, and then he davens to Hashem, Hashem, let me fulfill what I have just learned. I've just learned about the mitzvah of tzitzis, mitzvah of kashrus. Help me to fulfill this mitzvah thoroughly and completely. So by taking this Torah and converting it into tefillah, it is the greatest nachas since the days of creation. This Rabbeinu states very emphatically, and the greatest tefillah that exists, even in his bitterness itself, greatest tefillah is to take a Torah, to learn, for example, a chapter in the Likutei Maran, convert that into a tefillah. This is what Rav Nosson Zal devoted part of his life to, where he wrote, he composed the Sefer Likutei Tefillahs. It is filled with very inspirational tefillahs. However, more important, it's based directly upon the Tetzis and the Likutei Maran. For every Tetzis and the Likutei Maran, practically, Rav Nosson Zal has a tefillah where one of his Talmidim once said that Rav Nosson Zal's Likutei Tefillahs is so great, aside from the fact that it's so emotional, a person can daven with much greater emotion, much greater kavana through these tefillahs. Also, we can see how the Dosno fulfilled this statement, convert Torah to tefillah, because with the Likutei Tefillahs, Dosno actually made a pedish, a commentary, explanation of the Likutei Maran. There are many times where the Likutei Maran itself is very difficult to understand. If you say the words of the tefillah, you'll understand actual pshat in the Likutei Maran, because the Dosno converts it into its simplest form, where the most ordinary person can use these words of the Torah in a form of tefillah. A form of tefillah meaning he davens for what those words imply. So thereby, he explains the words and then uses them as a prayer to Hashem. As we said, this is the greatest nachas because this is the highest form of tefillah that is possible. Therefore, the Ben El said, and if you look deeply enough, to study the words of the Rabbeinu Zal, they are not made just to show us depth and learning. Not just made to show us greatness in explaining certain passages of the Gemara or the Zohar Kodesh Kabbalah. It's not just for that, though of course there is infinite depth in the Rabbeinu Zal's words. But more important than that is that there is a Musa. It's not that this does not refer only to those who are very great tzaddikim and those who know the mystical secrets. It refers to the simplest person to help the simplest person perform every single mitzvah in its proper perspective, to help them have a greater ahava, a stronger love and desire to serve Hashem by doing these mitzvahs, to respect the mitzvah itself, and to carry it out to its utmost. Again, this is accomplished. The person can understand this and see these words in the Rabbeinu Zal's Torah by making tefillahs out of these Torahs. By doing that, he accomplishes a double purpose. He is to perform the mitzvah of making tefillahs out of it and also learning the true kavana of Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal's kavana in saying the Torah was not for the sake of learning, but for the sake of translating into action, to serve Hashem with these words. This is the part of the greatness of Rabbeinu Zal's Tetis. We should be zecher b'yemes, to study Rabbeinu Zal's words, first with emunah, second with the intention of learning it, teaching it, fulfilling it, and thereby coming much closer to Rabbeinu Zal, serving Hashem b'yemes, b'yav o'v'yida, meriting, seeing the Bias Girl Sadiq Rumheda, in the Basinictus Rumheda. Amen. Amen.